the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. In episode 140, discover how to align your soul's purpose with business success in this inspiring talk with Karen Gruber.
And I guarantee you, it looks a whole lot different than the woman who's working in her business who believes nobody's going to pay me. So they feed into each other, the identity and the inspired action. And you just have to take the leap. You cannot wait to change the belief. You have to take the actions that will feed into the belief. And then as that starts to shift, the belief changes, the actions become easier, the belief becomes easier, and all of a sudden, your days look like a woman whose clients love to pay her, and they are paying her. They're paying her on time. They're signing up for her offers. They're showing up to her workshops. I mean, it's a...
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast, a space where stories of strength, resilience, and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Charlene Lynch, and I'm honored to be your guide on this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving or sipping a cup of tea or just taking a moment for yourself, I want you to know that this is a safe place. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community, a beacon of hope, a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who'll share a story that resonates at the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and unwavering strength that lies within each and every one of us. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let the healing journey begin. But before we dive into today's inspiring narrative, a quick reminder that if you find value in our episodes, consider supporting us by subscribing, by sharing, and by leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach the hearts and spread the message of healing at the speed of love. I'm excited today to introduce our very special guest, Karen Gruber. Now, Karen is an international business coach, guiding spiritual entrepreneurs and healers to transform their dreams into thriving businesses. And as a number one best-selling author, she has dedicated her career to empowering women, helping them gain crystal clear clarity and understanding about how to structure their soul-aligned enterprises. Karen's unique approach transcends conventional business strategies, focusing on creating a magnetic pull for that the clients just line up and they say, here, please take my money. I love it. Hello, Karen. It's so great to have you in this proximity. Welcome all the way from Denver.
Yes, all the way from Denver. Thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely delighted to be with you.
Oh, it's such a privilege and a pleasure. Now, look, being a business coach is a big decision. Like, there's lots of moving parts, and working with people that are spiritually aligned, you know, it's sometimes, I'm just going to be honest, I'm going to say it, sorry audience, it's like herding cats, because we stay in our spiritual space and it's like, you know, I can be magnetic, I'll attract clients just by the thought of it. That doesn't work. We do need to have practices in play, and that starts with having that real solid understanding of who is your audience and how you turn up. So I'm so glad today that we're having this beautiful conversation, but I've got to ask you personally, why did you make the decision to become a business coach? Because it is the next level of challenge outside just being a straight coach to be a business coach, because we have to have our fingers in all of the pie. So now, why did you choose this as a journey?
Yeah, I started as a life coach for moms. I always knew that I wanted to help people, as so many of us do, right? We just want to help people in some way, some fashion. And through the years of doing that, I kept getting these messages, and they were saying money, money. And I was like, well, okay, what about the money? And what came to fruition was I was being asked to teach women how to make money, how to generate an income. And of course, at the time, I didn't understand it. And I'm like, who am I to teach people about money and how to make money and all the things that go through our heads, no matter what we're doing? And when I stepped into that, my business absolutely exploded in a good way. It was like I was finally in my lane where I was created to be, where I was meant to be. And I have, over the years, had the opportunity to work with some of the most amazing, amazing women. And then, of course, you know, when you're starting businesses or changing a niche or changing your focus or whatever it is, you know, I always wonder, like, why do I want to do this? Why am I meant to do this? And what I started to do was interview women, and I interviewed hundreds of women over the course of a year. I was talking to multiple women a day. And the stories I was hearing were absolutely heartbreaking. Stories of sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional, mental abuse from both, you know, like childhood as they were growing up and in their current relationships. And it became very clear to me that the main, not that everybody has this issue, but the main reason I am being called to be a business coach is to teach women how to generate their own income so that they can choose into and out of any relationship they desire. Because so many of the women I talked to felt financially trapped. They couldn't go because they couldn't afford an apartment. They couldn't afford to take their kids, you know. And I think that's just an absolute travesty. Like, everyone should know how to generate their own income, whether you put it to use today or you put it to use 5 years from now, or maybe you never have to put it to use, but you should know how to generate an income.
Absolutely, I hear you. As a survivor myself, well, I like to call myself a thriver, not a survivor, but you
Yes, I love it.
know, is that because the narrative has changed now, and I can see how much I've learned from the experiences, both the family violence, you know, one of the common threads through that journey has been my relationship with money. And I noticed how when I corrected my money story, well, first of all, when I brought a level of awareness to my old money story, that was the first thing, and then changed the narrative and created a new story, like lucky I'm rich, and now I can really see how the change in that narrative has helped me move into a different space. So I understand completely the power of that is next level. And really, we create those stories in, well, these things happen to us. We create the stories about the things that happen, and we can choose for them to be happening to us, which was my own narrative, or now it's for me. Is the new narrative. And that's really changed my perspective, regardless of what happens. Even like now, we were just recently stranded in another city. Because of air flights, and you know, we ended up just having a holiday. So it's amazing how the old me would have come up with a different story, and the new me loves the adventure of, oh, we're stranded, what are we going to do? I love it. So take me through some of the work that you do, the processes that you use to help people shift this narrative about their money story and their belief structure around money into that new abundance space.
That is such a great question because it was so interesting because I never thought I had a money story. And yet when I first started, I wasn't earning much money. My husband and I had owned a real estate company, and we had plenty of funds from that. And my money story that came to fruition, that it turned out to be, was, oh, I don't need the money. And so when we tell ourselves things like, I don't need the money, or the money's not important, or people won't pay me, or I'm not worth this, or I mean, there are a million things we all tell ourselves, not only just about money, but about our bodies, about our living situation. I mean, you name it, we have a story. And I had to shift that narrative. And because of that, and that also, I was going through that whole process when I was shifting into a business coach, because I'm like, what is going on here? And I want to be as beneficial and bring all that I can to my clients, is going through this process myself of uncovering really what is my money story. And so mine was, the money's not important, or I don't need the money. And I had to work through that to change it, not to I need the money, but the work I do is valuable and I deserve to be paid, right? And it doesn't have to be a big elaborate belief, but just that simple shift from the work I do is very valuable, I deserve to be paid. That made a huge difference. And to your point, Charlene, when you were talking about the universe, that is another process that I work very deeply with my clients, is what, even if you don't believe it, when you find yourself in a challenging situation, or something in your business or your life is not going the way you wish it were, right? I encourage my clients just to ask the question, what if the universe was for me, not against me, not testing me, but what if the universe was for me? What could this mean? And so when you're talking about being stranded, right? We just got back from a competition with our daughter over Thanksgiving week, and she did not place, and obviously there was disappointment. But like, just thinking about, instead of bemoaning with her and, oh, the judges don't know what they're doing, or that girl didn't deserve it, or all the things that we could say to try and make somebody feel better, is like, what if this was meant to be the outcome? What if this is all for you? And thinking about that, she's going to learn a great lesson about resilience. And she's going to learn a great lesson about the direction she wants to go in terms of extracurricular activities, if she chooses to continue to pursue this, if it's not her game, all these things. So it's a great question to ask anytime you find yourself, I call it kind of swirling, like you're stuck, or you're spinning, or you keep telling yourself negative things. Like, what if this is all happening for me? And then, I mean, talk about possibilities. That just opens the floodgates of possibilities.
I love it. I love it. I love it. At the core of all of this transition, at the core of all of these shifts, is our self-value, our self-worth, our self-esteem, which is attached to our self-worth. So, what can we do to begin the journey aside from changing our language and change our life, like what you've just mentioned there? What are the other steps that we can do to change the narrative around our self-worth and our self-value so that we can have that foundation to underpin the new stories?
It's a twofold process. And one is, so there's two parts. The first is our identity. And whatever we believe our identity to be, we tell ourselves these things. I'm not worth it. People aren't going to pay me. Whatever it is that you're telling yourself. The other half of the equation is inspired action. So let's say your belief is nobody's going to pay me. So I'm going to say the opposite of that is people love to pay me. Okay? So when you look at people love to pay me, I want you to think about who is the woman who has the belief that people love to pay her? What does she do during the day? How does she dress? How does she speak? What is she doing in her business? And I guarantee you, it looks a whole lot different than the woman who's working in her business who believes nobody's going to pay me. So they feed into each other, the identity and the inspired action. And you just have to take the leap. You cannot wait to change the belief. You have to take the actions that will feed into the belief. And then as that starts to shift, the belief changes, the actions become easier, the belief becomes easier, and all of a sudden, your days look like a woman whose clients love to pay her, and they are paying her. They're paying her on time. They're signing up for her offers. They're showing up to her workshops. I mean, it's a cyclical thing, but you cannot wait just for the belief alone. You have got to take that inspired action.
Oh, I love the inspired action. So this is not acting as if, this is feeling as if. So energetically holding that frequency of the possibility of the million dollar you. Let's just pick a number, million dollar you. And then basically, look, we know how manifestation happens. That when you hold that frequency for any length of time, then it is. But as you say, it is at the core of our identity. And as a thriver, when I was working through surviving, it was very much poor me. And it was very much victim mentality. And it was very much, oh, this always happens. Like changing, needing to change the narrative, needing to change the language, needing to change the vision of what's possible. And definitely holding that vision for what's possible as a woman who magnetically attracts business and money and people into their lives for the good of all. So yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. So, and yes, it does begin with our identity. And if you're listening today and you're like, yeah, this conversation is resonating with me, I implore you to reach out to Karen, and her links are going to be in the show notes and also in the show description, and reach out to her and have a
Wonderful.
conversation. So Karen, what does having a conversation with you sound like? Like, how do they, is it they book a curiosity session, or they book a discovery session? How do they begin the journey of finding out more about working with you?
For a one-on-one conversation, I just wanted to check my notes. We have a core message review. The Charlene will have the link in the notes. That does not have to be a message review. It's just a way to get to me personally. So if you care to book that message review, I ask a lot of questions. I want to know what you're doing, what you want to do, how long you've been doing it, what's working, what's not working, and really dig deep into really what is it that you want, right? Because we all need to create a vision for our business or our life and or our life that is so big and so juicy and so exciting that we cannot wait to get out of bed in the morning. And I pinky swear I have mine posted on the wall next to my desk. I look at it every single day. And that is what helps me overcome the fears, the procrastination, because when I am dialed into my vision, there's no room for fear. There's no room for procrastination and maybe tomorrow. I don't really feel like it today, or spirit's not telling me to do this today. So I'll just wait. The things that we do and the excuses that we make, all the bypassing. So if you can get dialed into your vision and have it be so exciting that you just cannot wait to keep going. That's really where I start with all my clients.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So yes, so that is exactly when I do my keynotes on the shift process, is exactly where I start. S stands for see the big picture. And what we know is that when you craft a picture that's bigger than you, so for me, that included running a charity for domestic violence is that it's through you, not for you. So message comes through you, and you're acting differently. You're stepping up differently because you know this is for a bigger cause. So, and if your vision feels doable, it's not big enough. So for those of you after the vision that goes, oh yeah, I can do that. And look, take it from the experts, take it from Karen and me. It's not big enough. It needs to be to that point in time that it needs to be so that it makes you feel uncomfortable almost. Like it feels oh, like a really big stretch. Because then okay, this is the length that I've got to go to. This is the energy, this is the line in the sand, this is the direction. It needs to feel like that. And it needs to be that level of uncomfortable before it becomes comfortable, because that's how we expand. Otherwise, we just live same. We live small lives. We just do small things. And if you're listening today, you are about leaving a legacy. You are about changing lives, and you are about, living and loving and changing the proximity, the people that you're with. I love this, Karen. We could talk all day. I love it. I'm learning. We speak the same language, we speak frequency, and we've got so much to talk about. So we've dived in and we've talked about your personal story, how you transitioned from a life coach into a business coach. And for those of you who are listening today, and if you are life coaches or therapists, the shift to being a business coach is a big shift. I made it myself. I was a holistic psychologist, and then I'm like, yeah, I suck at this. I'm not really designed to be a holistic psychologist. And that's because I was constantly in a state of being impatient because people weren't taking, and they weren't taking action at a speed that I felt that they could be. And the message in that was, you're going to make a better business coach than you're going to make a better psychologist. But anyway, it's another story. So the transition between the two is huge. It's massive, because not only are you running your own spiritual practice, which is what you're doing with your clients, is you also need to be running a business practice as well, and then teaching others both of those. So it's the nuance is it's multidimensional, is it not, Karen?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I cannot recall a time in my life when I have felt happier or more fulfilled. I cannot wait to get back from our vacation so that I get to see my clients.
I love it. I
This
love
is.
it. There's something next level rewarding about helping others shift into their identity, and for them to earn what they're worth, shift their stories, and be making a bigger impact, because they're earning the income and they are able to make a bigger impact. So
For
on
sure.
every level, it is a beautiful place to be. So I'm going to ask you, what is 2025 looking like for you? What direction do you feel that you'll be going in your business?
Oh, I love this question. One, like for everyone, the message I have been receiving is like 2025 is go time. Is like whatever reservations, whatever hesitations, whatever you have holding you back, it is time to just like drop the leash and let go and just go. And I don't mean like burnout go, but like go, you know? And for me, what that looks like is I am sh transitioning and shifting slightly. I work with just a handful of private clients on a yearly basis that I absolutely adore doing. But I really want to help. When I was interviewing and talking to people, like 75% of my clientele either want to start a business or are earning 30K or less in a year. And that's not acceptable for me, for them. And so I want to really work hands-on with them in a closer and more frequency. Like I want them to have the high touch experience, but not having to do the annual coaching. So I am creating a collective that is going to launch in January that is going to be very price accessible. And there will be coaching opportunities multiple times a month. There'll be courses in there, everything. And you can come and stay as long as you want, whether that's 1 month or if you stay for, 5 years, that's great. But really creating a community, because this healing work and spiritual work can be very isolating, especially when so many of us are working from our homes and we're not in an office environment, and we're seeing clients on Zoom and all of that. So really building this collective, this community of sisters who are having the same challenges, who are having the same successes and celebrations and cheering each other on and inspiring each other through their work. I am so excited about this experience. I wish I were starting today, but we're starting in just about a month. And that is going to be my biggest thing in 2025.
Oh, I love it. That is so juicy. I can't wait to have you back as a guest next year and we can talk about your collective. It's a beautiful, sounds like a beautiful
Thank you.
container to move forward. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So, oh, look, Karen, it's been a fabulous conversation and I do feel that we could talk for a very long time. But I'd love to round out today's conversation by you sharing your words of wisdom.
Okay, so I will start with whatever you are feeling called to do or to be, don't give up. Don't ever give up. I don't care if you're working a full-time job and you have 30 minutes a day to devote to something different, whatever you're being called to, do it. And don't ever give up. And don't ever listen to the people who tell you you can't, you shouldn't, you should be doing something different. What about your kids? What about, I mean, just nobody else matters in this picture but you and what you're being called to do. So please don't ever, ever give up on yourself. And then I would just reinforce things aren't going your way. You're having a rough go of it. Just ask yourself the question, what if this were happening for me? What are the opportunities here? And then, create your own opportunities.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Karen. It's such a beautiful conversation. If you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and/or domestic violence, we are running Pamper Days in your local cities. We've got one in Adelaide coming up, Sydney, and then also Brisbane here in Australia. We've got several in the States, Japan, Hong Kong, and a few other countries around the world. So if you are a survivor and you're listening today, reach out to Healing Through Love and you'll see all of our email addresses and ways to contact us here on this podcast. And we'd love to point you in the direction of a Pamper Day in your proximity. If you're listening today and you are a practitioner, if you've got the heart to make a difference and pay it forward and hold the frequency for those who need it most, just for one day, we would love to have a conversation with you and introduce you to who's the organizer in your location. Or better still, we can talk you through how to create your own. We'd love to do that. That is a free training, and we are always open to helping you shift the dial and create these beautiful conversations and safe places for people to land. I love it. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to have this conversation with you today, Karen. I'm looking
Thank
forward to
you.
having a conversation with you in 2025. That's a goodbye from me and a goodbye from Karen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.